Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Wonderful traditional foods will take center stage at your family gatherings this holiday season. And that food doesn't necessarily have to come from a market. You can savor the flavors of an earlier time in Texas when you forage for native produce.
I almost prefer fall over spring in certain ways because a lot of complex foods, the fruits and beans and seeds and things like that, really ripen in the fall.
Scooter Cheatham is a naturalist and co-author of Useful Wild Plants of Texas that details the myriad uses for the plants growing right under our feet and just outside our doors.
The Mexican persimmons are a substantial fruit. Many grapes are still ripening. Mexican plums are ripening. Malvaviscus, Turk's caps, many species of grass. The ceterias are getting ripe now. That makes a real nice little seed cracker. Dallas grass or Paspalum dilatatum is ripening. Lynn's made some really good crackers from those.
Before you put any feral food in your mouth, make sure you're 100% certain of what it is. Because while you can eat any wild food once, if you don't know what you're eating, you may not get a second chance. Join your local chapter of the Native Plant Society to learn more about native nourishment. You can also log on to usefulwildplants.org for more information. Tomorrow, getting nutty about hickories. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.